up anything you would like at 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and there you can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. One of those features is the ability for you to actually create the content of the website. So you find something you want to share with us and with the other listeners, find it online. You post it over on our site as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page of the site, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. We'll get to one of those stories here in a moment. But first, we're going to a special guest. And, Mark, this is a guest you were going to have on the Edgington Post.
You just snatched him from me. Like, yeah. You know, I'm trying to put together a quality product to the Edgington Post. And, you know, I get myself a good interview. And what do? You just take it.
So, by the way, with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So, the guest, when you told me who it was, I thought, gosh, we've got to have Jason Sorens, the founder, the creator of the Free State Project, on the show with us. Not because he's been on the show in the past. I'm sure he would have made a fine Edgington Post guest. But I think that the reason why you were going to have him on is an issue that is bound to come up on the air here on Free Talk Live. In fact, somebody sent us, and I don't know if it was a Facebook message or an email today, about this very issue. And the issue is the Mercatus Center has come out with their...
It's Latin for market.
Top 50, or the the rankings of the 50 states as far as freedom is concerned. New Hampshire used to be the number one choice on this state rankings. And as I understand it, it has dropped from the number one position. So am I understanding that correctly, Mark?
Well, maybe we get the guy that made one of the guys that made the list here. Let's talk to him about it.
Well, right. I wanted to make sure I was understanding what the situation was. Jason Sorens is with us. Jason, good evening. You're on Skype.
Ian and Mark, great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Johnson's here with us tonight as well. Now, what's the case here? I mean, has New Hampshire really dropped to fourth place on the Mercatus Center's list?
Yes, it has. And, you know, this is, I remarked to my co-author, you know, the great thing about New Hampshire is it's the only place where the freedom folks are bitching because they're only number four and not number one. I can understand why, folks in Kansas who put something about this study today are upset that they're now around number 20. But New Hampshire's still right near the top. But, yes, it has fallen a little bit relative to the Dakotas and Tennessee, which just edge it out in this edition of the index, mostly because those states have been aggressively cutting taxes, and that has made up for a lack of personal freedom in those states. New Hampshire remains the only state in the country with substantial amounts of both personal and economic freedom, but it's got a little bit behind now on the tax issue compared to a couple other states.
It's those darn taxes.
I've got a question for you. So is New York still dead last?
Yes. And it's by a mile. It's not even close.
That's where you live, right?
Yeah, for the next few months.
So now a lot of people are going to come up with, I think the first question they're going to ask is, did the Free State Project make a mistake? I mean, you guys were number one. Now you're number four. You're saying they just edged New Hampshire out, so it sounds like it was a close call. But if these other states are cutting taxes, I mean, was there a mistake made? Should people have moved to North Dakota instead?
Well, let's talk about the time period that the data cover. The first edition of the index covered policies enacted as of December 31st, 2006. Now, you may recall, going back all that time, the Iraq War was a big issue. 2006 was a Democratic wave, and New Hampshire elected a Democratic legislature. They did not take office until 2007. This study takes up policies as of the end of 2010. Now, you may remember in 2010 it was a Republican wave. Republicans took power in New Hampshire, as in a lot of places around the country. But they didn't take office until 2011. So basically, New Hampshire dropped while a state government, those 4 years that state government was controlled completely by the Democrats. And so they had done some things. They raised a good number of taxes. They allowed state debt to creep up a little bit. They enacted a smoking ban. They did some good things, too, same-sex civil unions and later same-sex marriage. But the bad things slightly outweighed the good things. But then the Republican legislature of 2011-2012 did a lot to reverse what the Democrats did, but we don't show that yet in the data. That will have to come out in the next edition of the study.
I see. Now, the that's one of the kind of the interesting things about New Hampshire is it's never really, you know, one political party never really holds power here for very long.
Well, when you say never, prior to 2006, I think it was 84 years of the Republicans in, being in control of the legislature.
Sorry. In my experience, they haven't held power for very long.
Since we've moved here.
Yeah. And so that has resulted in one group coming in, passing the stuff that they want, and then the other group coming in after them and repealing it, and not much else happening. In the meantime.
Right, and you have to bear in mind that the effect of the Free State Project is going to show up over 5 years or 10 years. You know, these partisan waves are going to somewhat obscure the long-term effect. You know, there's going to be some variation around a trend, and this this study captures New Hampshire at the bottom end of a little cycle. And now New Hampshire's on the upswing in freedom again, and we'll have to see what that shows.
Now, what makes you say New Hampshire's on the upswing in freedom?
Well, I think there were some things that the Republican legislature did that were good. I mean, this was, as Charlie Arlinghouse of the Bartlett Center for Public Policy said in the Union Leader, it was the most libertarian legislature in New Hampshire history. And a number of free staters were part of that legislature.
But, which, by the way, hasn't really changed that much. Some people have been bemoaned the fact that some Democrats were elected in 2012, but approximately the same number of Free State Project participants were elected. So the amount of free staters in the state, you know, state representative seats hasn't really gone down by any significant amount.
Well, the number of free staters hasn't, but what Jason's claim was is that it was the most libertarian legislature, and since state legislatures tend to not drop daisy cutter bombs on people, the state level Republicans tend to be more libertarian like than national level Republicans.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. If we were taking foreign policy into account and some federal stuff like the federal drug war, then federal Republicans would look pretty bad, and they do look pretty bad. But at the state level, things have looked up. The 2011-2012 legislature cut the size of government dramatically on the economic side, and they really didn't do anything bad on the personal freedom side of things either.
That's true. There was a significant amount of Republicans who voted in favor of gay marriage here in New Hampshire. And also, there was another bill that just failed miserably in the House, the Democrat-controlled House, by a huge margin, that the proposal was to ban the open carry of firearms or any weaponry in public buildings. That thing went down over 300 votes against it. So Democrats and Republicans both voting in favor of gun freedom there. So, you know, Republicans don't fit the standard mold, and Democrats don't fit the standard mold when it comes to New Hampshire. I would say that most of them lean more libertarian than their counterparts in other states here.
Absolutely. So we're not going to see much declines in freedom, I think, with this new legislature, despite the Democratic House, the Democratic governor. They're going to try to increase the budget a little bit, but it's they're not really going to undo most of what the last legislature did. So New Hampshire's going to continue to look good on these indices, and really the only place, I think, where libertarians can feel comfortable enjoying a robust amount of freedoms across the board.
So is it safe to say, Jason, that since New Hampshire has come in, what is it? Is it first, and fourth? Is that the way the Mercatus Center rankings?
Well, with our new methodology, it's first, second, and fourth.
So stand by. Jason, can you stick with us for another segment?
Yes.
All right, more with Jason Sorens. He is the founder of the Free State Project. Maybe you've got a question for him. You can get on the lines here at 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 28th, 2013. Gold open today at $1,603.30. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,643.53, a half ounce for $821.76, or a quarter ounce for $410.88. That's $1,643.53, $821.76, and $410.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also connect with us on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. And you can join us on our website, where we give away all the features One of those features is news updates. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whatever method is your preference. Go get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. And all of them, of course, are free. That's news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think like you. Just ignore all the minutia that's going on as far as politics is concerned. Some people will look at an election return here in New Hampshire and they'll say, ah, see, the Republicans or the Democrats got elected and that means that you guys aren't the free state. And so I'm just going to stay right where I am. Well, okay. You know, if you want to stay where you are, that's fine. But if you actually want to have a chance at achieving some freedom in your life, you can't count on Republicans and Democrats, the run-of-the-mill ones, to give it to you. But you might be surprised to know that Free State Project participants are getting elected as both Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire. So we've got success across the political spectrum. We've had more liberty-minded people, truly people who understand what liberty is, elected here in 4 years than the Libertarian parties had probably nationwide in 40 years.
So I've got an analogy for you. So Bitcoin is like at like 85 right now, right? So right now, moved to the state, we've got, what, about 1,000 people? So it's about 10%.
5%.
It's 5. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 5%.
Yeah, we're looking to get 20,000 people
5%.
Here.
So imagine it would be like if you had bought Bitcoin at $4-something, like $4.25.
It's early on.
Now it's at 85. So again, 5%. Just imagine a, you know, that kind of a gain.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what's going to happen.
There's a lot going to happen because that first 1,000, you know, some of them are more active than others.
Right.
And more people are going to come here as more people who love liberty put down roots and integrate into the community. There's only going to be more of a shift towards the ideas of liberty. The status, the people that want to control you, they're going to become more frustrated as their plans continue to be foiled in a lot of different instances. But let's bring Jason Sorens back on with us. He is the original creator of the idea of the Free State Project, which it's now been since 2001 since that idea was generated and propagated on a Yahoo group at the time, and it has turned into something amazing, Jason. Now, you are involved with the Mercatus Center. Each year you put out the states ranked by their freedom. What's the index called exactly? I don't have it in front of me right now.
Freedom in the 50 States, Index of Personal and Economic Freedom.
And Mark, you're putting this up on our Facebook
and
Twitter.
Doing it as we speak.
So shortly, if you are on our Facebook or Twitter, you'll easily be able to link over to the current edition. And
there was 52 states if you're Barack Obama.
Right, and I think Johnson touched on a really good point here. You know, to everybody that's looking at this and saying, ha-ha, the New Hampshire, you dropped down, you were number one, now you're number four. What do you say about that? Well, we're barely even getting started here, right, Jason Sorens? I mean, we're only at 5% of the total number of movers that the Free State Project is looking to bring here. And, you know, number one, I guess talk about that. And then number two, talk about how when you originally came up with that 20,000 number, that the movers turned out to be of a different caliber than you expected.
That's right. I mean, when I came up with the 20,000 number, I wanted to compare states about the size of New Hampshire and look at how new movements had come to succeed. So I looked at the Parti Québécois in Quebec and sort of analogized the number of members that party had before it won a majority election. And they had about 100,000 members in a population of 6 million. And so I thought, well, in a population of about 1.2 million, we'd need about 20,000. Right, if that basic relationship holds, that's about the level of popular support among activists that you need to win elections. But those are just party members. Those are people who probably paid dues and voted, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the activists who've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project have done a lot more than that. They've gotten involved in education, they've gotten involved in civil disobedience, in running for office, testifying at the legislature, and just helping each other out. The social community aspect of the Free State Project is probably the most important feature for people who are looking to move, the fact that you'll have people of like mind who are willing to help you and willing to lend a helping hand when you need it, and
It's so true. I mean, Johnson is the newest mover sitting in the room here. You showed up, what, was it last fall?
Yep, September.
So how many people came out to help you unload the moving truck, and how fast was that accomplished?
Right, I think it was somewhere, I didn't get an exact count, but it was somewhere between like 12 and 20 that came out during the course of the move. I mean, people came and kind of came and went, and yeah, it was like a half an hour.
You bought dinner. You brought Mandrick out to cater the occasion.
That was probably the most successful idea, to have Mandrick come out and cater.
Yeah, because normally it's pizza and beer, which is fine with me, but you actually really went above and beyond the call of duty.
Mandrick burgers.
Yeah, which was awesome. Yeah. Now, you said how fast was the truck unloaded? There's a full moving truck.
It was a truck that took 2 days to load and was unloaded in under a half an hour.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's a really nice feeling when you first move someplace.
Oh, yeah.
You went above and beyond, and it was really great, but, you know, it's a really nice feeling. Now, Jason, I mean, what seems obvious now is the kind of people that would pick up their life and move to a particular area, are especially here in the United States, are probably people that are going to be more involved than those that might write a letter to the editor or put a yard sign out for a political candidate or some level of involvement like that. So we've seen a lot of movement. The Mercatus Center's list basically started in... I mean, when you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at numbers from like 2003. New Hampshire was the freest state, and then you're talking about some Democratic takeover of the legislature. I'm not downing Democrats here. I'm just saying on a state level, they tend to spend more money and tax more than Republicans do. What we've seen is two Democratic legislatures, and that's what's essentially knocked the NH down the list. And you're saying that the most libertarian legislature that New Hampshire's ever seen, which was the last one, will probably bump it back up when the time comes. Is that about what I'm hearing?
That's right. And if you look at, for instance, New Hampshire's tax burden, that's about 8% of income right now, 8.0%. If the New Hampshire legislature in 11-12 reduced that just a little bit to 7.5%, say, that would be enough to make New Hampshire number one again. So we'll just have to see. We don't know those data yet because the Census Bureau takes their time releasing them.
So what's the lag on this? Just basically 2 years? Is that...
Yeah, basically 2 years. This is year-end 2010, so basically the state of freedom that prevailed in each state in early 2011.
And is it also fair to you had said previously, I thought that I'd seen some data points on this, is that New Hampshire was first, second, and fourth. Is that not correct?
That is correct. First in 2001, first in 2007, second 2009, fourth in 2011.
So does that make New Hampshire still the freest state when you combine those four totals? I mean, if you average that number?
Good question. Jason, stand by if you don't mind. I'd like to have you for one more segment if that's possible. More with Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. With you here, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
SACL CAI brings you those phone numbers, and we're going to go to your calls here shortly. We've got a special guest on the line. He is Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. But tell me, Mark, what is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They bring us our phone lines, the phone lines that Jason Soren's calling in on here. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over at SACL CAI, is a big fan of Free Talk Live, big fan of the Free State Project, and a big fan of Jason Soren's. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
We've got Jason on the line. He is working with the Mercatus Center, the website freedominthe50states.org. We link to it over on our Facebook and Twitter for your convenience. You can go and take a look. It's basically an index of which states were the most and least free. New York coming in at number 50, California apparently number 49, and everything else in between. New Hampshire dropping slightly from number 1 to number 4, although you say, Jason, it was a close call, and that this can definitely change again as more liberty-minded people come to New Hampshire and get active, so we can actually achieve some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. I think that a lot of people who've come across the idea of the Free State Project don't really realize the impact that we're already having here.
That's right. You can look at the people who are getting elected and who are writing laws and getting them passed and literally having an effect on people's lives. You can look at the people who are getting involved in education, educating people about policies, but also getting involved in homeschooling networks and setting up charter schools and private schools and really setting up a foundation for the next generation.
And what we see is that, you know, whether it's Democrats or Republicans that are in charge of the legislature, the Liberty, I guess, clique, or whatever you want to call them, the Liberty legislators out there, these are people who are going to work with whoever's willing to work on a Liberty issue. So since the Democrats are in charge now, you might see, you know, medical marijuana or a marijuana decrim have maybe a stronger likelihood of passing, for instance. So, you know, we'll see some advances in maybe some more social freedoms now that the Democrats are in control. I think a lot of people look at Democrats getting elected from the outside and they say, well, the Democrats are bad, but they haven't really met New Hampshire Democrats and they don't really know how different they are from your kind of run-of-the-mill Democrat that you might find in New York or California.
That's right. In fact, on both of those issues you just mentioned, medical marijuana and decriminalization, both of those just passed the House overwhelmingly. So very good chance they'll become law.
Absolutely.
I have a question based on clicks.
Yeah.
So my question for you, Jason, is what I'm wondering is how, I guess, what's it like to go to the Koch brothers family dinner since they fund all of your ventures?
Yeah, you would think you know we'd be getting some of those you know secret memoranda about you know how to advance the Koch fortune or something.
You're gonna have to teach me the secret handshake because you know we're all getting told we're all a bunch of Koch whores, as it were, and you know I don't even know the handshake.
Well, now this is let's put this in perspective here for our listeners who don't know what we're talking about. There have been several over the last several years, actually. There have been a number of blog posts and newspaper editorials and things like that, basically pointing at you, Jason Sorens, and to a lesser extent some other individuals like Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org, and saying that, aha, there's a conspiracy afoot. These are the Koch brothers that are behind this Free State Project. See, they're funding that Jason Sorens and some of the things he's doing. So here, they're all in on it. I mean, how do you address that? First of all, these Koch brothers are very wealthy, like multi-billionaire types who made a lot of money, and they put some of that money into some libertarian-leaning think tank groups in D.C. And I'm sure that we've had one of those groups advertise on this show, but that doesn't mean that we're getting marching orders from them. But how do you address that, Jason?
I don't know. On one level, people who say that sort of thing are clearly suffering from some sort of paranoid disorder almost, to really think that somehow we're all being, you know, we're all being led by this evil puppet master. It's crazy on one level. But on another level, you can just say, you know what, freedom in the 50 states, that was a concept that I had. Actually, I have to credit Verin Swearingen, the former president of the FSP, for coming to me with the idea. And I said, hey, we can actually do this. And we wrote up something, my co-author and I, Will Ruger, and we pitched it to Mercatus. And we could have pitched it anywhere, but we went to them because we knew someone there. Mm-hmm. And they decided to publish it. So it's not as if we got marching orders, go and write this now. We were interested in this, and we decided to shop it around and find a place that could give us some publicity.
Interesting.
And the ideas of liberty are a confluence. I mean, they bring people together because they stay the same. They you know, it believes in peace, freedom, personal responsibility, human action, as opposed to you know, using coercive force. You know, not everybody's got it 100%, and people can argue about that last 1% if they want, but you know, if those ideas for whatever reason line up with something the Koch brothers want to support at some point or another, will I take their money? Yes, I will. But no Koch brother has ever sent me any kind of, you know, no email saying, well, it looks like you're going to have to do this. Your funding's going to be cut. Mm-hmm. It's never happened.
It's the sort of individualism versus collectivism viewpoint, though. I mean, obviously, you know, you didn't build that.
Right.
Yeah, right.
The Koch brothers paid for your education, because they, you know, made an endowment to something that happened, you know, 12 steps of, you know, 12, you know, like a sort of a six degrees of separation, the Kevin Bacon game, you know.
Well, not only is it that, Johnson, but it's also the belief that everything's organized the same. So,
right.
Oh, well, because the Democratic Party or the Republican Party has a guy at the top and then an executive board below that and then, you know, the little minions below that. Well, the Free State Project must be the same way. It's the Koch brothers at the top. Jason Sorens is one of their middlemen, and then there's all us little guys on the bottom. That's how they well, that's how the government's right. organized. That's how the corporations organized that they probably work for. That's probably how their church is organized. So, of course, it must be the same with the Free State Project, but that's not true, right, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, here's the irony. The Free State Project has never received any corporate or foundation money or government money of any kind. It's purely funded by small donations from ordinary people. And in fact, the Free State Project, when it started, was almost a leper among the established libertarian community. They thought, oh, this idea could never work. So we didn't get any of those big donations. We didn't get mm-hmm. big publicity from all the major all the major players. But because after the Free State Project started, I took some grant money from the Mercatus Center, which is funded in part by the Koch Foundation, which is funded by Charles Koch. That means the Free State Project is it.
It's right? ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous degrees of separation. It's like, oh, one time I was flipping through the channels and I happened to watch Fox News for 5 minutes, so therefore I must be funded by Rupert Murdoch.
I had one of these reporters from an investigative reporter from Counterpunch suggesting that because my property is owned by a corporation, that corporation must be part of the Koch Empire or something, as though they're buying houses for people.
Oh man, that'd be great, but no, unfortunately not. There's several houses for sale on my street that I'd love to see sell to Liberty people, but unfortunately, you know, not many people have enough money to just buy a house. Now, the other thing that I think is important to point out, Jason, is that even though you're the creator of the Free State Project, you really aren't involved in, you know, the day-to-day operations, and you certainly aren't involved in what the individuals do who move here, because nobody's taking marching orders from Carla, the Free State Project president. Nobody is telling anyone who's moved here what to do. There's just none of that control.
That's right, and people just can't understand that. People who aren't libertarians, I guess, have trouble understanding how the Free State Project could actually not be a political organization. It's just for people who happen to share this philosophy, get them to New Hampshire, and then they do what they want.
Oh, I guess we'll look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire at the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up in June. Is that right?
You know, I have to travel to Spain that same weekend.
Oh, drat. Well, I guess we'll miss you this year, but you're going to miss a big one. It's the 10th anniversary. There will probably be something like 1,500 people there. It's going to be bigger probably than last year. And as always, appreciate you coming on the show. Jason Sorensen's website, freedominthe50states.org. More Free Talk Live coming up.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just head over to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the links you'll find there. There's different Amazon links, Amazon US, Canada, and UK. Click into the right one for you and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get great Amazon deals, the same great prices, the same huge selection, the same reviews. It's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon sends us a cut of their profits instead of keeping it all for themselves. So once again, get your shopping done. Start it at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, Andy, your thoughts. Seth is listening in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Seth. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about ASIC miners and what you all recommended because, I mean, I call it Butterfly Labs. It was just like a recorded message. I don't like that.
What is an ASIC miner for our listeners that don't know what you're talking about?
Sorry about that. It's a Bitcoin mining rig. For generating, for helping to solve the hashtag problem and generate bitcoins.
So as a Bitcoin miner, you could have your regular computer do this mining task, but there have actually been manufacturers who've created, as you call them, mining rigs, computers that are completely dedicated to the task of mining bitcoins.
Yeah, they do it like millions of computations per second, as opposed to thousands or whatever a regular computer does.
Right, because it's not having to run the operating system and all the overhead that Windows might attach to.
Yeah,
it's something.
Just like a box loaded with GPUs, graphical processing units, which is how the blocks are mined, and it's just a much better way of doing it. And I think it's a worthy investment, but the problem is that it's like 2 months out for a pre-order. And by that time, things can change. And I've looked on eBay, and I want to know if there's other options besides just the Butterfly Labs that you all know of or you can recommend.
Yeah, build your own.
I'm not that savvy.
No, there are some open source software options to be able to use a computer to power it with the graphics card, and you can get SLI connections and kind of dual rig graphics cards, but. yeah, you kind of have to know how to build a computer or find somebody who's savvy enough to
build
a computer.
Is it even worth it, though,
you.
Johnson? I mean, because from what I understand...
$350 a day worth it? Yeah, I think so.
I'd say so.
Aren't you to some extent competing with the other miners?
Yeah.
Sorry?
But,
aren't you competing with the other miners?
And so did the 49ers in California, which, you know, ironically, California's 49ers Mercatus list, but...
Yeah, but in this case, having the better equipment does help your chances, right? It does help the likelihood that you're going to get the bitcoins out.
Sure, it's going to help your chances, but I mean,
is there even a point to going up against the people with the custom mining rates?
It's a rate. It's not like a they're going to get them. You're not. They're just going to get more.
I see. Okay.
You know, like
I thought
everybody,
there were some people
them.
That just didn't get any.
No, out. No. Essentially, what you're doing is you're processing blocks, and every time you complete a block of code or whatever, you complete a block in the blockchain. You get a Bitcoin, or you get a certain amount of Bitcoins.
But I also heard that, you said, Seth, that you felt like it was a good investment. Other people have said this isn't even worth the electricity that, you know, the money that you're going to spend on electricity to get.
I think that was back when it was like $20 or $30 a Bitcoin, but now that it's like almost 90, I mean, it almost broke 100 today, I think.
Yeah, what had happened was it had started to become not profitable because the cost of Bitcoin had gone down, and... So the electricity to Bitcoin ratio was not good. And so actually one of the web designers for Free Talk Live is big into Bitcoin and had built a mining rig for himself and sold it. And he posted very recently, he's like, I really wish I hadn't done that. So yeah, it's become profitable again for sure.
Just think about all those bitcoins you mined when bitcoins were down to $2 and it wasn't profitable. Those are still bitcoins, and they're still worth $95 or whatever they went up to today. There's bitcoin's been pretty volatile today. There was a big jump up to 95, then it dropped down to about 75, and it went back up. So there's a hole in the graph where a bunch of bears fell in.
Right,
and
that kind of hole, if you think about it, really is probably also true for all the people that stopped mining bitcoins during that lull. So what happened was that the people who were taking up the slack were probably getting more bitcoins during that time. And even though the bitcoins were less at the time, you know, to the cost of electricity, they might have been losing then. But guess what? Whatever they were losing on electricity then has certainly probably been made up for.
Yeah,
as the bitcoins became more
valuable.
My
answer on what to do about an ASIC is, just because I drive a car doesn't mean I know how to fix one. And I use bitcoins, and I don't know anything about mining. So Johnson probably knows quite a bit more, but I would go to one of these specialty groups, Bitcoin Talk.
BitcoinTalk.org.
Yeah, I would also suggest not to necessarily take my advice either, because I'm not a miner. You know, like, I'm not running a mining rig myself. I've looked into it, but then I was like, however, I may become one, because I have a computer sitting in the corner of my my place. That's not
you pay your electricity bill?
I do pay my electricity bill, but...
What's that forum that you recommend?
BitcoinTalk.org.
That's like the number one Bitcoin forum on the internet. It's very well populated. There are people there who are very, you know, good and, you know, experts on this topic, and they're more than happy to share their opinions. So that's what I would do. I'd go there and post.
Sounds like a great tip. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Seth. Good luck with the mining operation. Yeah. Sounds exciting. Yeah. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, now that the bitcoins are worth more, it's actually worthwhile for people to do more of this mining. So that's good. 855, 450 free. In fact, there's been some recent reporting on Bitcoin. Another story here from mainstream media. This is Bloomberg Business Week. Reporting that Bitcoin, they say, may be the global economy's last safe haven. Which is a pretty big headline.
That's in Bloomberg Business Week?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is the thing about
That's
Bitcoin.
Huge.
Bitcoin's getting a whole bunch of press, and...
It shot up. I mean, I mentioned last night over...
None of them have managed to really punch a hole in Bitcoin. I've heard a good argument against Bitcoin as a currency recently, and I think that it's the best argument out there for people that wish to be bears on Bitcoins, is that it can't be used as a currency because it's so volatile. And I think that's absolutely true. The people that are using it as a currency currently are likely doing it from ideological and philosophical reasons, that they want Bitcoin to be used as a currency, but that the majority of people are either gambling with it, doing something on Silk Road, but the vast majority are buying and holding or buying and selling as a commodity.
Some people are buying things with it. I mean, if you go to bitcoinstore.com, there's something like, what, 500,000 items there or more than that?
Yeah, and they've sold in the last few days, they've sold about $500,000 worth of consumer electronics.
Right, and the price updates, you know, based on the current Bitcoin price. So it's not like they got some monkey there typing in commands updating the rates. You know,
I hear you. That's not what I'm claiming. I'm just claiming that it's going to be difficult to use it. Why in the world would you want to buy something in Bitcoin knowing that tomorrow it could go up 20 points? Or would you want to buy something in US
dollars? Yeah, I can get a better deal at bitcoinstore.com.
Well, maybe that's the kind of thing that you're going to have to
right,
you know.
And you can also basically get Bitcoin anytime you want. So, I mean, you could make your purchase and immediately purchase the Bitcoin.
That's right, right. And there might be a slight shift in that time period between you making the purchase and then, you know, and then...
I think that's what you have to do. Yeah, you have to basically restock your Bitcoins after you make a purchase, which essentially is just moving your U.S. dollars around.
Right. But anyway, I did go to bitcoinstore.com, and I did order something from there and received it today. What I didn't know about bitcoinstore.com is that we were talking about how they had this flat rate for shipping of $5. But turns out that's only the case if you order something that's less than $100. If you order $100 or more in product over at bitcoinstore.com, whatever it is, free shipping. So not only are they not marking their products up, there's a 0% markup. You're getting their cost at bitcoinstore.com. So odds are good, whatever it is you're looking to buy, if you check Bitcoin Store and you do a Google shopping search and you look at the prices, it's either going to be on par or less than what you see out there. And then factor in the $5 shipping below $100, above $100, it's free shipping. You would be remiss to not look at bitcoinstore.com.
Here's the million-dollar question. What are the laws in regards to paying an employee in gold?
Didn't they go after a guy once upon a time for that? And I forget what the result of that case was.
The result was that he was paying in, I think it was paying in silver, maybe, silver coins with a denomination on them, maybe gold coins too or something like that. And that basically the jury found for the IRS, as I recall.
It would seem like if you told your employees that, hey, you're the ones responsible for doing your taxes. I'm not responsible for it.
It would seem like.
I'm going to pay you in Bitcoin or I'm going to pay you in, you know, whatever gold or silver.
I know that there are plenty of people being paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people getting paid in Bitcoin right now. I mean, by that plenty, I mean like dozens of people getting paid in Bitcoin.
you mean you know dozens of people? Personally?
I feed people self-reporting. I mean, it's not like I'm going and going through their bank records or anything like that, Ian. But yes, people reporting that they pay employees in Bitcoin, people reporting that they're getting paid in Bitcoin. I can say confidently that dozens of people do in the world, and it's... If I know dozens, there are probably more.
855 450 free. Hour number two is coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Save now. $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save-On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save-On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac's true seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.